The heavy snowstorms in the Sierra over the Thanksgiving weekend brought about 80 inches of white stuff to some of the higher peaks, and more snow is predicted for this coming weekend.
That means that ski resorts are scrambling to open early this season, about 19 of them this weekend, but they need to hire workers pronto. To find out more, we're going to talk to Tom Steenstra. He's joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. He is the KCBS and San Francisco Chronicle Outdoors editor. Tom, 19 resorts are going to open this weekend?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Light the fuse and stand back. And a lot of them have job openings. In fact, just about every one. It's so bad that Dodge Ridge, you don't even have to have an appointment for an interview. Just show up, and if you promise, hey, I'll be there, you probably get a chance to get hired.
Huh, that's crazy. Is this the typical scramble each season, or is this especially acute because of the timing of things?
Yeah, the timing has really, really jump-started the whole event because they wanted to have everything in place before the Christmas, New Year's holidays. That's when the target date is usually year in, year out. This year, here we are in early December, and everybody's up and running. And after this weekend snow event, the amount of terrain they'll be able to open if they have the employees to tend the lifts, well, it's going to be like looking into the solar system.
You know, it's interesting because typically that week between Christmas and New Year's is the biggest time in terms of renting a place. Everybody wants to go skiing. But in years past, the weather has not cooperated.
Yeah, this year is really shaping up for it to be ideal. All this early snow followed by good weather, the long-range outlook, it could be perfect. And it's gotten to the point that a lot of the ski resorts are actually using students on student visas from South America to come up. Boreal has over 100, Heavenly and North Star over 250, and that's how they've been able to fill a lot of these positions.
I was going to ask you about that. It seems to me that when I'm up skiing each year, there are a number of young adults who are from foreign countries, often from Europe or from Australia, who are here and taking advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, it's one of the great programs, and hey, they want to work. Give them the jobs. It's a great opportunity for them. And for our students who live in our area, I mean, how many jobs can you get where you're looking at getting a free ski pass, getting assistance with housing, and all this perks with equipment, and then living the life of a family of an extended ski area?
But it seems like they're having a hard time getting American-made ski bums to take those jobs.
Yeah, it's not like the old days. And so if you know somebody that wants to work and wants a job, wants to join a ski area, there's no better time than now to pick one out and head up.
All right. You going to get out and do some skiing this season, Tom?
Yeah, in fact, one of my favorite resorts just bumped up their opening to this weekend, which is Diamond Peak above Incline Village. They were originally going to wait till next week, but they bumped that up, and that makes 19 of 21. And, God, what a weekend and what a month and what a start to the season.
Yeah, it's just going to be hard getting there. They're advising you to leave now and not wait until later on Friday. That is San Francisco Chronicle Outdoors editor Tom Steenstra.